Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. Not all corporate turnarounds are successful. In fact, many of them fail. Not so at Nampak, thankfully, where the new management team has done a pretty excellent job of getting the balance sheet to a sustainable level. It hasn't been easy, with a number of business disposals required to repay the 720 million rand in net debt that the banks required to be repaid by the end of September, i.e. a couple of days ago. Nampak did it though, pulling off a somewhat heroic performance in preventing the keys to the castle falling into the hands of the bankers. Best of all, they've also managed to secure a refinancing package for the group debt with Standard Bank, who are happy to finance it in full. But if Nampak wants to, they can get other lenders into the structure before March 2025. If the terms allow, they might be able to get a better rate, although I suspect it's more a case of spreading their funding risks across more than one bank. Either way, the worst seems to be behind them in avoiding a disaster. Now, the tricky thing will be to actually grow the business, although the macroeconomics do seem more favorable now than they did in the past couple of years for Nampak. From a good news story to a disaster, SPAR's awful situation in Poland has been well documented. In case you missed it though, they are literally paying someone to take that business off their hands. When people joke about how they will have to pay someone to take something away, well, it turns out that that might not be a joke. If a business is terrible enough, it can happen. Worst of all, SPAR is in the process of raising debt to pay someone to take Poland away. Yikes. I would feel better if that was the only problem in the group, but alas, it doesn't seem to be. SPAR Switzerland has all the makings of another messy situation, admittedly a business class one rather than economy class in Poland. In fact, the cost of living in Switzerland is so severely business class and probably first class that shoppers will cross the border to go and buy groceries and then return home. That's not good for SPAR in Switzerland, obviously, because they carry the costs of operating in that country but don't get the benefit from locals shopping there. Sales are down 5.8% in local currency for the 47 weeks to 23rd August. So watch out for SPAR Switzerland as potentially the next hiccup. And while we are identifying potential hiccups, here's another one. SPAR is now planning the rollout of the SAP system in its other distribution centers. Hold on to your hats here, because SAP is what broke their KZN distribution center, or at least the way that SPAR handled that project did. I took an opportunistic punt on SPAR and caught the GNU upswing recently, but I've got to say that it's quite difficult to justify hanging on to these shares. I feel like the best gains are behind me now, because the risks really are everywhere and I don't like what I'm seeing in Switzerland. I'll now deal with an example of what happens when there's a lot of debt on the balance sheet of a business that has had a tough time. Metair is working hard right now so that its bankers can have a better life. Operating profit was 443 million rand in the 6 months to June, and the interest expense was 492 million. Thanks to other items below operating profit, they came out with the tiniest of profits before tax. It really is treacherous when things are that tight, particularly when there is so much reliance on key customers in the automotive industry. There are so many ways in which things can go wrong here, like Toyota having a certification issue on engines that has impacted exports to Europe, and thus the demand from the local Toyota manufacturer for components supplied by Metair. Now obviously Metair has absolutely no say in any of these risks, they are simply the downstream impact of whatever happens further up at these companies. And these operational risks, alongside a jump in net debt from 2.8 billion to 3.4 billion rand, are a bit of a recipe for disaster. Thankfully, disaster can still be averted if the deal to sell the business in Turkey goes ahead. They've announced the deal and it will take tons of pressure off the balance sheet and simplify the group, but there are all the regulatory hurdles to still get through, and in the meantime the clock is ticking for Metair. Shareholders will need to hope with everything they have that the deal goes through smoothly. The final story in this edition of Ghost Rap focuses on Transaction Capital, or what is left of it at least. Long gone are the glory days of this group, when SA Taxi was an exciting business and WeBuyCars was the new growth engine. Now WeBuyCars is separately listed and the rump of Transaction Capital is the sad and sorry state of affairs at SA Taxi, along with Newton as the debt collection and business process outsourcing business that is actually very good. But the structure at Transaction Capital is about to change, with the management team of SA Taxi taking a controlling stake in that hot potato. Santaco, the taxi association, will still hold 30% in SA Taxi, so the change in shareholding is happening on the Transaction Capital side, where Transaction Capital is letting go of their controlling stake to the management team in SA Taxi. When the deal is done, Transaction Capital will have a 26.6% look-through stake in SA Taxi, well, actually Mobilize, as it's now called, in an attempt to put perfume on this pig with a new name, and because there are one or two smaller businesses in there other than SA Taxi. Either way, it's going to take a vast amount of effort to save this thing, no matter what the name is, with Transaction Capital having to put in a final amount as financial support. The amount hasn't been confirmed as of yet, but it does sound a bit like Spa in Poland, doesn't it? At least Newton has a bright future as the main business in Transaction Capital going forward. In fact, the group will change its name to Newton Limited, and the management of Newton will move to the listed board, with the founders of Transaction Capital once again stepping out of the way after they had to return from retirement to take executive roles to try and save the place. Newton is raising R1 billion in funding, of which R700 million has been secured. It is a genuinely solid business. At least Newton, that is. It's just sad that so much value was destroyed for investors, and that includes for me, by what happened at SA Taxi. I now sit with WeBuyCars shares, and I will sit with something called Newton in my portfolio, and it really, really is a shadow of what Transaction Capital once was. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Wrap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.